Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening after a very busy program, markets and company news with Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. Zimeli, good evening to you. And maybe before we look at market performance today, I want to start with some positive news around the first half of this year as far as the JSE is concerned. The bourse has really been red hot, and reports suggesting that the all share is on course to breach 100,000 points. That would be for the first time in its 137-year history. What's driving this? And do you think this trajectory, this optimism is going to remain?
Evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. Certainly inching ever closer to that 100,000 point mark. While I think the underlying driver, the main driver perhaps, we can see it in the resources. South Africa is very resource dense in the index, though resources have ran around, I think, over 45% over the last 6 months. However, I think overall sentiment has shifted positively towards South Africa and South African assets, because we are also seeing bonds rally. Other sectors as well are performing really well. Industrials, I think they are up around 6.81% in the 6 months. Financials have lagged. I think they're reflective of the lower interest rate environment that we are seeing. So that endowment effect is falling away a little bit. But overall, a very strong performance across the board. And I think, you know, going forward, I see no reason that we should see a strong pullback. For the most part, sentiment remains positive, as far as reform, continues to develop positively. As I said, you know, the bond market is also reflecting the same type of positive sentiment on South African assets. So it's a broad boost in South African outlook. I think we also just have to get certain things right. Less political noise, more business-friendly moves. I don't see why we shouldn't continue forging forward.
And any expert, and yourself included, will always tell me that it's a long game, because if you look at trading today, the market is down by about 0.3%, led lower by financials. But resources, as you mentioned earlier, always in a strong position, up by just over 1% today.
Yeah, absolutely. And interesting, financials yesterday did relatively well. I think on the back of the news around African Development Bank pushing forward, I think around $475 million to support South Africa's infrastructure development. However, I think financials for the most part continue to sort of reflect this lower interest rate environment. As I said, the endowment effect is sort of like falling away a little bit. And I think we also seeing this talk of a lower inflation target, which is also supportive of lower long-term rates. And I think that's probably why we continue to see a little bit of pressure in the financials. But it's a long-term game. Financials are up year-to-date. In fact, in the last 3 months, I think financials are up around 8%. And I think as long as sentiment remains positive towards South Africa, albeit, you know, we're edging closer to that July 9th day, where, you know, the reciprocal tariffs are meant to sort of restart again. But we think that can is going to be kicked down the road a little bit to allow for more trade negotiations. I think there's a little bit of fear that the market has, as well as sort of tomorrow we're expecting U.S. payrolls data. That may also have put some pressure on the market if the U.S. if the data comes out more negative than expected. I think global markets will be a bit shook around that. But overall, I think, yeah, I mean, it's a long game. We'll always see this turbulence over time.
Let's look at a couple of companies. Let's start on the upside. Sasol, nice performance today, up by over 7%. This is a share that really is always on a roller coaster. What's driving the more positive mood today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, today, up around 7.6%. Interestingly, year to date, it's up around 4.07%. I think partly, you know, if I speak about it today, you know, there's been positive moves in the oil market. But I also think another thing is, you know, I think 2 days ago on the 30th of June was pretty much the date at which Transnet was supposed to make that payment to Sasol, $4.3 billion. as a settlement for whatever they were going through. Sorry. So I think that's also sort of like a positive thing because it bodes well for Sasol's balance sheet. And I think underlying as a business, Sasol operationally is sort of kind of sitting on or heading towards very solid ground. I mean, you remember that turnaround strategy that they presented on, very confident that about their ambitions to 2028. They want to reduce debt immensely, and they are targeting around $3 billion in 2028. It's currently sitting at 4.3. So this will very much a positive. But I also think Sasol is trading in a very attractive forward PE. As I said, there's a lot of turbulence in the share price. There's a lot of risk that still is there. But I think fundamentally, things are looking positive, and maybe the market is also starting to reflect that.
On the flip side, though, there was a dire profit warning from the IT reseller Bytes Technology. And when I made my initial notes, I had down here down by 20%. I'm just looking at my screen right now. It's got even worse during the course of the day.
Yeah, I think also the last time I checked was down by over 25%.
Yow.
Yeah, I mean, look, for a company like this, so what I think, just to go back to their, I think their filing for the previous financial year, they've spoken about sort of like rejigging their operation, particularly their sales team, to be more customer-centric and a specialist, so specialized rather. That has taken longer than expected to sort of materialize. I don't think they have gotten that right as yet. And obviously that has had an effect on the sales and the performance in the first half. And I don't think the market was happy about that at all. Also, I think just compounding that was also just renewal of these licenses, particularly with Microsoft Enterprises. They're saying that because of the misalignment in like close dates and whatnot and renewal dates, that has also sort of affected the performance. So the market extremely disappointed by all of that, particularly the pressure on the profit margins going forward, even though management insists that, you know, the second half would be much better. I think, you know, especially with that sales team rejigging not working out so far, I don't think the market is convinced.
And another big share move today, Sun International and Pyrmont terminating their proposed 7 billion rand deal. And just looking at the share price, market likes it. Sun International up by almost 8%.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because shareholders did vote in favor of this deal last year. I just don't remember the date, but they did vote in favor of this deal. However, you know, the reason that the transaction was ultimately cancelled by the parties involved is that the Competition Commission had recommended that the deal be not approved by the Competition Tribunal. Competition Tribunal put a date for hearings, which is on the 2nd of October. Mm. However, the regulatory long stop date for the deal is the 15th of September. So I don't know why the hearing date is after that, but that ultimately forced the parties to sort of cancel the transaction. But I think the reason why we're seeing the stock being up is the deal was always seen as being a little bit of on the expensive side. Also, Sun International was going to take on quite a lot of debt from Pyrmont. So there's that risk. Also, the dividend, there wouldn't be no dividend for like 2 to 3 years post-acquisition. And then after, they'll resume their 75% dividend payout. So I think ultimately shareholders are basically relieved a little bit, mostly because of the debt burden that would have been incurred. And also that dividend, I mean, we love our dividend, that was going to sort of be paused for like 2 to 3 years. You know, but as I said, the shareholders initially voted in favor of it. So it's an interesting one.
Well, there's our quote for the evening. We love our dividends. Zimeli Mbanjwa, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again next week from FNB Wealth and Investments. 1027.